Jason Randolph Energy Radio, 1386 kilohertz, that's 217 meters medium wave. Why not write to us with a request, dedication, or a reception report? Our email address is mar@rock.com. That's mar@rock.com. Why not visit our website at www.mar1386.com. That's www.mar1386.com.
This man is an animal, part hamster, part broadcaster. Totally terrifying.
Oh, my lordy lord, thank you very much indeed to one of the Davies there. We made jingles the other week. Oh, yes, we've got around to editing them this week. Oh, yes. 43rd day of the year, the 12th of February 2011. 317 days to go until Christmas, 72 days till Easter. That's April the 24th, by the way. Oh, yeah, and it's week number 6. If you're wondering why we're playing this thing, it's called the Love Theme. Oh, yes, we're starting off your Valentine's weekend. Hopefully, you'll be able to stay with us all the way through it. I'm here with you until 4 o'clock when Jackie Frost takes over. What else happened in history this day? 1818, Chile gains independence from Spain. 1912, China becomes a republic after centuries of rule by an emperor. 1915, cornerstone laid for the Lincoln Memorial. 1950, Albert Einstein warns against the hydrogen bomb. 1961, first spacecraft to the planet Venus was launched. 1973, American prisoners captured in the Vietnam were released. 1994, Edvard Munch's painting The Scream is stolen from the Norwegian National Gallery. It is returned and then promptly stolen again. Hopefully, dear. Can't look out for anything over there, it will appear. Okay, here we go. Oh, another one of those daft jingles, is it?
Top Rockin' Radio Program.
Let's do it, partner.
It's on the air.
I seen your type on the radio.
Hammy Hamster.
Wow. Each time we have a quarrel, it almost breaks my heart. Cause I'm so afraid that we will have to part. Each night I ask the stars above, why must I be a teenager in love? One day I feel so happy, the next day I feel so sad. I guess I'll learn to take the good with the bad. Cause each night I ask the stars up above, why must I be a teenager in love? I cried a tear for nobody but you. I'll be a lonely one if you should say we're through. Well, if you want to make me cry, that won't be so hard to do. If you should say goodbye, I'll still go on loving you. Each night I ask the stars up above, why must I be a teenager in love? I cried a tear for nobody but you. I'll be a lonely one if you should say we're through. Well, if you want to make me cry, that won't be so hard to do. And if you should say goodbye, I'll still go on loving you. Each night I ask the stars up above,
why must I be a teenager in love?
In love.
Why must I be a teenager in love?
Tion and the Belmonts there, Teenager in Love, oh yeah. I just knew this was going to be tricky on Win 7 Box, but there we are. I think we'll be using a different machine next week, but we'll see what we can do. Oh, yes, today, oh, I don't know, sunny intervals, highs of about 9, lows of 5, winds 8 miles an hour, 69% humidity, that's 1,009 millibars, very good on the barometer. Tomorrow, sunny intervals again, highs of 7, lows of 5, 5 miles an hour, 75% humidity, 996 millibars, that's also very good on the barometer. That's the Merseyside area. Oh yeah, you're listening to Merseyland Alternative Radio. That's M-A-R to its friends. You can email the station, mar@rock.com. Text us, 07-504-464-678. That's 07-504-464-678. Get in touch with us at our website, www.mar.me.uk. You can... what is it? Focus on Facebook down there on MAR Pirates, or you can follow us down there on Twitter, Merseyland Radio. Quick highs will be going out to the gang who was down the pub the other day, which is Rob, David R, David L, David P, and Julian. Oh, myself. Oh, can I ever mention myself? I suppose I could. Why the heck not? Also, hi there to the girls in the family, Brenda, Rachel, Eden, and Sylvia. Oh, yes. Oh, blimey. And you can hear us if you happen to be near a transistor radio, 1386 kilohertz, 1314 kilohertz as well. All right, then. Well, we're trying to do Valentine's-y type things, but it's all going weird and wacky on me at the minute, but you know.
M-A-R.
If you want the best sound on the net, tune in.
One I keep on forgetting to do quite a lot, that if you think you can do better than us already here on the station MAR, why don't you send our Jackie an email, attached to it a little MP3 with you doing your stuff, about half an hour long thereabouts, yeah, And you never know, you could be replacing me this time next week. You never know. Oh, my lordy lord. Ah, there we are. It is under there somewhere, kicking and screaming. Oh, things you didn't know this week. It's about Valentine's Day. It is, when this thing decides to show me them. Thank you. Ah, here we go. Number one, more than 85% of the world's annual 1 billion Valentine's Day cards are bought by women. So presumably several million lovers' tiffs begin shortly after the postman calls on the 14th of February. However, 40% of those cards are bought by parents for their children. In Japan and Korea, only women buy Valentine's Day presents, and they're expected to buy them not just for their partners, but for their male friends and colleagues. 3. When it comes to Valentine's Day flowers, there's only one colour men are interested in buying: red. According to scientists, it's not a lack of imagination. When we see the colour red, our heart rate and blood pressure rise slightly, which mimics the way we feel when we are attracted to someone. Norfolk has its own 14th of February custom, which is thought to be unique in the county. Valentine's Day traditionally saw a visit from Jack Valentine, who knocked on the door, then disappeared, leaving presents on the doorstep for the children of the house. Some families still keep up the tradition. 5. Chocolate has been thought of as an aphrodisiac since ancient times. The Aztec emperor Moctezuma, used to drink it before visiting his harem. It is now known to increase levels of mood-enhancing chemicals in the brain in a way that is similar to the effects of being in love. So if the man or woman of your dreams doesn't materialise, a large box of truffles could be the next best thing. Number 6. Nearly 20% of Valentine's Day chocolates in our branches are bought on the day itself. Confectionery buyer Greg Strainer says, "We can't be sure, but we suspect most of them are bought by men who've forgotten about the thing entirely." 7. They may not think ahead, but men, or at least the ones who shop here, are spending more than ever on impressing their sweethearts. A £50 rose bouquet with a dozen grand pre-roses is the fastest growing floral seller. Number 8. It was traditionally believed that the man and a woman would marry could be foretold by the type of first bird she saw on Valentine's Day. Spotting a dove meant she would be marrying a loving man. A sparrow suggests Mr. Wright would be a poor but happy. Goldfinch meant her husband would be rich. History doesn't record what kind of bird guarantees a proposal from George Clooney look like. 9. Apart from human beings, only about 7% of mammals are known to mate for life. Among them are wolves, coyotes and gibbons, beavers and prairie voles. We are, however, the only species that sends Valentine's cards. Yes, try licking the... No. Oh, dear Lord. Don't, Hammy. Don't. Just don't. Number 10. In the language of flowers devised during Victorian times, red roses mean true love, and daffodils symbolise chivalry, snowdrops mean hope, and if things aren't working out too well, red carnations say, alas, my unhappy heart. Large pink roses apparently mean, meet me by moonlight. There we are. We struggled through it. Okie dokie. Oh, my lordy lord. Oh, have we got a jingle? Oh, yeah. Good time rock and roll with me, Hammy Hansen.
My mother
Today we've done a fair chunk of it. We're running late as usual, nothing unusual there. Then something silly coming up in a couple of ticks or so. Chart Sandwich 1972 this very week, 3:30 or thereabouts. It's the horoscopes. Oh, public information films from years gone by, around about 4:25, and the new feature, or fairly new feature, show tunes coming up at 4:10. What's that you're saying, Nadieu? Julian, wake up! Come on!
Honey Hamster, someone said he'd never make it. Well, here's the proof.
Good morning, Sammy Hamster, on the radio.
It's not for honey when you're lonely. It's much better when you're living in harmony. Someone you're really digging and you wanna give it all that you've got. Don't wanna make you cry, don't wanna tell you lies, don't wanna bring you down, just wanna treat you unkind. Just wanna make you mine and hear you laugh all the time. Don't wanna break this tie, I'm telling you why. It's not for honey when you're lonely. It's much better when you're living in harmony with someone you're really digging and you wanna give it all that you got. Things were bad before, so I walked out the door. I guess I soon found out what life is all about. Now I'm here to stay. Can't see me running away. Don't wanna break this tie, I'm telling you why. You can take a little
of my silly's just around the corner.
Give it, it'll never be worthwhile. You can take a little loving, but if you're not giving, it'll never work out fine. Oh no. Tell you lies, don't wanna bring you down, don't wanna treat you unkind. Just wanna make you mine and hear you laugh all the time. Don't wanna break this tie, I'm telling you why. Wait for it. It's not funny when you're lonely. It's much better when you're living in harmony with someone you're really digging and you wanna give it all that you've got. Things were bad before, so I walked out the door. I guess I soon found out what life is all about. Now I'm here to stay. Can't see me running.
From way back when, 1972. Slipped over this when I was researching this week's chart sandwich. It's called Living in Harmony from Cliff Richard. Wow. Oh, the moment of doom hath arrived.
No, it's something silly.
A friend once said that a man called Ted one day had a bright idea. He said, my savings are getting slimmer, but I think that I'm on a winner. I need me a girl of independent means to sponsor my counterfeit money machine. I've earned them and I've stole them, but now I think I'll roll them. If I get them rollers turning round, I'll have multi-billion pounds, and nothing shall come between me and my lady and my machine. So in the back room of a back street, the money machine began. He soon owned silk pajamas, and he dined in the Bahamas. Ted was as wealthy as could be, living his life of luxury. Cents, pounds, shillings and pence, international money machine. Not one solitary nation was free from Ted's creation. Belgian franc, mark or yen, turn their rollers round again. Round and round they go, and the counterfeit money was happy as we can be. Then a technical hitch to the progress, the rollers ceased to roll. The ink and paper was loaded, but the money machine exploded. Ted, his years of deep devotion tumbled down in one explosion. He never made money again, but his coffin was designed the same as his dollar, dime, cents, pounds, shillings and pence, international money machine. The government showed resentment at Ted Deceased's investment. It ain't the colonial thing to do, but now the government make it too. Ted got an MBE, awarded posthumously.
Ah, the rather fab Richard Dighton, who I haven't played for a little while. Rather remiss of me.
Happy Valentine's Day.
She's the girl who stole my heart. My Venus in blue jeans is the Cinderella I adore. She's my very special angel too, a fairy tale come true. They say the seven wonders in the world, but what they say is out of date. There's more than seven wonders in this world.
I just met number 8. My Venus in blue jeans is everything I
next, hope she it's Hammy Hamster's Jarred Sandwich.
Mark Winter and Venus in Blue Jeans. Oh, blimey, O'Reilly.
The best sound in Britain.
On MAR, it's now time for Hammy Hamster's Charred Sandwich.
Oh, my goodness gracious me. Did you spot the join? I hope not.
Number 10.
Oh, Sonny and Cher.
Sometimes when I'm dying, like a child without a home, the love you give me keeps me hanging on. Oh, honey, all I ever need is you. You're my first love, you're my last. You're my future, you're my past. Loving you's all I ask, honey. All I ever need is you. Winters come and they go, and we watch the melting snow. Sure as summer follows spring, all the things you do give me a reason to build my world around you. Come and follow rainbows, I am told. Some men search for silver, some for gold. I have found my treasure in your soul, honey. All I ever need, without love I'd never find the way through ups and downs of every single day. I won't sleep at night until you say, my honey, all I ever need is you.
Sonny and Cher, All I Ever Need Is You, climbing up 6 places from last week's 16. Also climbing a massive 16 places from last week's 25 is Slade, Look What You've Done.
Me.
what he done. Yeah, so wondering why I'm hesitating a bit this week. I normally use two computers, you see. And so normally the stuff I read out on the air is on one computer. And the same for the chart. Sam discussed that in a Word document type of their thing. Because the playout box that I use to do these radio shows is a bit quicker than the other machine at the moment. So, like an idiot, I decided, oh, we'll do it all on one machine. It's been a mistake, but never mind. I've learned by it. So next week, normal service will be resumed. Anyway, moving right along, falling three places from last week's number five is Melanie and Brand New Key. Half the chart sandwich, we're on time. This doesn't happen often. Be untrue.
bottom breaker. Oh, turn around and make up. I just came to see
sounding a little bit like when we had styluses and records, real records and things. Sounds like it's got a bit of fluff under the needle, doesn't it? Skipping all over the place. Ah, oh, there we are then anyway. What have we got here? We got Al Green and Let's Stay Together. Ah, the next one is America, Horse with a Name. will be resumed next week. Right, well, I've kicked the other computer into submission so it works a little bit quicker, possibly adding a little bit of RAM. Anyway, who the heck are you listening to? You're listening to Merseyland Alternative Radio, broadcasting to Liverpool and a fair bit of the Northwest. You can get in touch with us, mar@rock.com. You can text us 07-504-464-678. That's 07-504-464-678. If you'd like to get in touch with me especially, it's hammy@mar.me.uk. Our website is www.mar.me.uk. We've got Jackie's blog going on about how she's changing it into various languages and doing all sorts of wonderful things to it. We've got the your favourite presenters' profiles on there. Oh, yes, it's all there. You can poke us down there on Facebook, M-A-R Pirates, and you can follow us on Twitter, Merseyland Radio. And if you happen to be in the Merseyside area, don't forget, box down and easy stuff like we used to do it on the radio. 1386, that's 217 metres on the medium wave, or 1314 kilos, also on the medium wave, 228 metres. What's that you're saying, Julian?
Tonight we will bring you the secrets of MAR. Yes, the innermost secrets of the studios.
More chart energy, the most music.
One month ago today, I was happier as a lark. But now, I go for walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future. But for me, just another day. They all gather around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied.
Merseyland Alternative Radio. Oh, climbing two places from last week's number seven. Have you seen her?
I'm looking for a letter.
I only played that first jingle because from memory I thought it was the first record. Hey, stand by your beds, gang. Oh, ha, ha. I'd like to teach the world to sing this week's number four. What is it, David?
It's a non-mover.
like to build the world a home and furnish it with love. Grow apple trees and honeybees and snow white turtle doves. I'd like to teach the world to sing with me.
I got a bit ahead of myself there. Oh, blimey. I'm so excited about having a handful of non-moving jingles now. That new seeking falls two places from last week's number two. But this one is a non-mover. Nereid and Mother of Mine.
Glory, 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 glory.
Yes, well, if you think you can do better, I'll tell you what to do. I'll tell you again in a little while. Yes, send us an MP35 or half hour long in duration or thereabout to mar@rock.com. Yeah, you never know. You could well be replaced to me next week. Oh, blimey, after this. Goodness gracious me. Chicory Tip now at number 2, climbing 9 places from number 11. For a little while. Oh yes, I did sort of last week, didn't I? Yes. Well, if you're expecting to win anything on the Hammy Hamster getting his chart sandwich out on time this week, then yeah. It's going to be fun. The chart runs down. Oh, I'm looking forward to this. Not. Oh, well. Well, we'll press the button and see what happens. Oh, here we go then. The chart rundown for this very week. Way back in time, 1972. Number 10, Sonny and Cher, All I Ever Need Is You. Number 9, Slade, Look What You Done. Number 8, Melanie, Brand New Key. Number 7, Al Green, Let's Stay Together. Number 6, America, Horse With No Name. Number 5, The Shy Lights, Have You Seen Her? Number 4, The New Seekers, I'd Like to Teach the World to Sing. Number 3, Neil Reed, Mother of Mine. Number 2, Chinnery Tim, Sons of My Father. And number 1,
the best sound in Britain. Number 1,
it's a non-moon.
Go.
Ah, T-Rex, I'm moving this very weak telegram sound. Ah, Charles Tommy Southern Dusty to this very week, 1972, MAR, Merseyland Alternative Radio. Well, playing
music for romantics.
Charles Tommy's coming up right after this. What is coming up today?
Love is everything you do. Open up your eyes and you will see. Love is everything to me. You don't have to touch it to be.
Club and Love is Love from the movie way back when, around about 1983, I think, and that was Together in Electric Dreams. We might play that a little later. Hi there to Brenda, Rachel, and more especially to Sylvia and Eden. Sylvia, well, had an MRI scan yesterday, so hopefully everything's okay, but you're in good hands anyway. Play a little record and right after all of the horoscopes, okay? All right then, here we go. The horoscopes for this very week. Enlist the help of those around you, Aries, as they'll rebel if you're inflexible. Just because you can see the sense of what you're doing doesn't mean that others will support you. Taurians, a relationship is undergoing big changes, which could make you feel insecure, while this is reasonable, you must adapt to your new situation and embrace it. Gemini, you're on a quest to get to the bottom of things. Don't jump to conclusions. Keep an open mind. You've many questions and you should get some satisfactory answers. Cancerians, this week's full moon will cause ripples as you grapple with complex emotional issues. While things are not as bad as you fear, you do not need a heart-to-heart. Leo, there's a full moon in your sign on Friday when matters should become clear, so hold your nerve despite the uncertainty, as things will pan out as originally envisioned. Don't repeat idle gossip, as indiscretion could have dire consequences, Virgos. It's a sign that you're bored and need something else to interest and entertain you. More on the flip side of this, which as you know is now a public information film from years gone by.
You may have met a few people who like doing this sort of thing. They're a nuisance, I agree, but pretty harmless. You have certainly seen thousands like this. They're not a nuisance. They're a real danger. Hi, stop it, you. Stop it. Stop it. Come here. What do you think you're up to? You've probably infected thousands of people already. What do you think this is for? Yes, that's all right, but here's another way of using your handkerchief. Now sneeze. Come on. All right, never mind. Close your eyes. Now, handkerchief. Sneeze. Sneeze, handkerchief. Got it? Fine. Understand? Handkerchief, sneeze. See what I mean? That's the idea. Fine. Now you can carry on.
John Travolta, Olivia Newton-John. Trying to keep the spirit up here at MAR. And the start of your Valentine's weekend. I don't really want to know what you're getting up to. No, don't. Please don't. Libra. Oh, press the start button on the jingle. There we are. Where are we? Libra. There are certain practical skills that you simply don't have. You can develop these. It's not beyond you. Or accept that you have to rely on others for help. Scorpio. When it comes to domestic chores, others aren't pulling their weight. You're becoming obsessed with what's there and acting a bit like a vigilante, that's the baby, an instigator rota. Sagittarius, although you'll be sorely tempted to avoid taking any unnecessary risks, nothing is a sure bet, and this is not the time to go for broke. Be cautious and sit this one out. Capricorn, in order to help, you're most certainly overextended yourself and now must redress the balance. Compensation is due. Take a step back and think in practical terms. Aquarius, the full moon in your opposite sign brings relationships to the fore. You're probably being a tad unrealistic and must pin loved ones down. Don't make assumptions. In order to keep the peace, make sure you don't sacrifice too much, as that won't help in the long run. Your dissatisfaction will seep out. Be less compliant from now on, and that's an order. All right then, that's the last one in this segment for this week. All right then, that's the horoscopes done and dusted. All right then, well, as I mentioned at the beginning of the horoscopes there, I saw some good wishes go out to Sylvia and Eden. MRI scans. I'm sure everything's going to be absolutely fine. As you are, so wet, wet, wet.
Love is all around me, and so the feeling grows. It's written on the wind, it's everywhere I go. Oh, yes it is. So if you really love me, come on and let it show.
There'll be no way. show. Come on and let it show.
Come on and let it.
This radio show has been out of kilter all the way through, but I'm sure Jackie Frost will be our salvation at the top of the hour.
Good morning, Sammy Hamster on the radio.
On Saturday, our show, today, our show that's really great, except for all the, except for all the records you'll hate.
Ooh, you come on like a dream, peaches and cream, lips like strawberry wine. You're 16, you're beautiful and you're mine. You're all ribbons and curls, oh what a girl, eyes that twinkle and shine. You're 16, you're beautiful and you're mine. You're my baby, you're my pet. We fell in love on the night we met. You touching my hand, my heart went pop. And ooh, when we kissed, we could not stop. You walked out of my dreams, into my arms. Now you're my angel divine. You're 16, you're beautiful, and you're mine. You're 16, you're beautiful, and you're mine. You're 16, you're beautiful, and you're mine. Oh, well, you're my baby, you're my pet. We fell in love on the night we met. You touched my hand, my heart went pop. And ooh, when we kissed, we could not stop. You walked out of my dreams, into my arms. Now you're my angel divine. You're 16, you're beautiful, and you're mine. Well, you're 16, you're beautiful, and you're mine.
Ah, you're 16, and you're beautiful, and you're mine. Oh, my lordy lord. I'm going to play what I consider one of the best love songs ever recorded by Mike Batt, The Railway Hotel. A little bit obscure, not everyone's heard of it, and I can thank Annie Nightingale many, many years ago, just after the chart show on Radio 1, for introducing me to this.
The door, the bass from the jukebox was coming through the floor, and out through the walls we could still hear the roar of the trains. Was this all the comfort we got for ourselves? No candles, no waiters, no soft violins, a dirty electric convector plugged into the mains. I had wanted much more for the first night with you, but the railway hotel was the best I could do. I knew the Savoy would have suited you well, but the best I could do was the Railway Hotel. Away in the sky were the lights of a jet, burning in the night like a slow cigarette. The lamp in the street through a soft silhouette on the wall. And though it was crumbling and run down and dead, the chair and a sink and an old single bed, the love we began and the things we said, I recall. I had wanted much more for the first night with you, but the railway hotel was the best I could do. I knew the Savoy would have suited you well, but the best I could do was the railway hotel.
It's show tunes.
Oh.
Seen. Hey, the skies ain't blue, the grass ain't green. It hasn't got the Mayfair touch, but that don't matter very much. We play a different way, not like you, but a bit more gay. When we have a bit of fun, oh boy. Anytime you're Lambeth way, any evening, any day, you'll find us all doing the Lambeth walk. Every little Lambeth gal with a little Lambeth pal, you'll find us all doing the Lambeth walk. Everything free and easy, do as you darn well please. Why don't you make your way there? Go there, stay there. Once you get down Lambeth Way, every evening, every day, you'll find yourself doing the Lambeth Walk. Oi, oi.
Anytime you're Lambeth Way, any evening, any day, you'll find us all doing the Lambeth Walk. Oi, every little Lambeth gal with a little Lambeth bell, you'll find them all doing the Lambeth Walk. Oi,
everything bright and breezy, do as you darn well please. Why don't you make your way there? Go there, stay there.
For our younger listeners, if you're wondering how this links into the Valentine's thing, the show is called Me and My Girl.
M-A-C-R.